Today at Kwarinam, May 25th, this is Gurudeva greeting you in cyberspace. Are having your darshan. You're having mine. And we're very, very happy having completed the first book signing of Merging with Shiva here on the beautiful garden island of Kauai. The very, very first time in 30 years in meeting the public on Kauai. Not only Merging with Shiva, but Lemurian Scrolls was autographed and quite a few copies of each at Borders Bookstore. The questions that were asked were insightful. Many asked, are you going to have regular classes of study? We said no. We're a theological seminary, and perhaps our families will have classes if enough ask for them. So we always believe in, you take one step, we take nine. When we come to the end of our nine steps, you take another one and we'll take another nine. That's a mystical rule of non-proselytization. Yes, we don't proselytize. I explained that very carefully to everyone. That we do not proselytize. And we have beautiful books to study, and each one could take a year or two to complete. For instance, if you do the 365 daily lessons in Merging with Shiva in 3 or 4 years, you have to be ready for this. Your life is going to change. Are you ready to have your life change for the better? Well, it's going to happen. Many people, as we were talking yesterday, are driven by arrogance, power. But there are many people on the earth that are driven by soul power. Soul power has perfect timing, affectionately detached love, giving of others, finding happiness by making others happy. All those positive qualities which on this beautiful garden island we call the Aloha Spirit. Driven by arrogance is selfishness, leading to anger if you don't get what you want, jealousy of those who have more than you, and all kinds of negative qualities dressed up to look like positive qualities, but they're not really, because it's not spiritual. With arrogance power, we make the karmas bad, good, and mixed. The selfish karmas in the many yesterdays which we have to face in the many tomorrows to come. And when we face those karmas, we fight our way through life, always blaming someone else. That's arrogance. What did I do to deserve this or that? We ask ourselves the question, an unanswerable question, but we ask that question anyway when we're in arrogance mood. Soul power, we're able to bear our karma cheerfully, whether it's good, bad, or mixed. Not getting too unhappy about the bad, not getting too happy about the good. Knowing all the time that what we experience today in the eternity of the moment, we created in those many yesterdays. Now we're going to hear the very same thing, Tamil language, French language, and in Malay. Just press those buttons and see if they got it right.